I have a lot of contact with for my business. People that are saying to me, you know, we've no access to our local doctors. We're waiting for our GPs. And here is X amount of people coming in with GP visit cards and medical cards handed over to them. I had a lady who stopped me inside my supermarket the other day. And I can understand where she was coming from. She said, Ken, my daughter and her husband and their two children are living with me in my spare room and in my living room. She said, the government isn't handing me €800 a month to keep this homeless family off the streets. And yes, you can come in from the Ukraine. I think the difficulty there is that people feel, and rightly so, that the government has an open door system, is treating one set of people one way and another set of people another way. I have a situation where I have one young man who I was talking to yesterday who told me, look, I'm in sheltered accommodation. I'm sharing the sheltered accommodation, or the hotel that I'm in at the moment is shared with a majority of refugees, or people with refugee status.
Yeah.
I'm not entitled to go downstairs and have my breakfast. I'm not entitled to have my lunch, or I'm not entitled to have my dinner, but everybody else who has the refugee status is. And you know, when you start doing that...
Ken, now, hold on. You're not really suggesting that refugees have more rights and entitlements in this country than Irish people.
What I'm saying to you is, when you start hearing that on the ground from genuine people, that they feel aggrieved that, and they feel let down.
Yeah. But Ken, can I ask, sorry, just out of curiosity, when he said that to you, did you say to him, hold on now, you don't have fewer rights and entitlements than those refugees?
No,
I can understand he was frustrated, but he was completely wrong. I hope you told him he was wrong. Did you?
I'm sorry. The man was telling me, as a matter of fact, that this is a situation that's going on, and that he has to vacate by 10 o'clock, and there's a different situation for him, and there's a different situation for somebody else. And it's very hard.
So
it's
you didn't. You let that man saunter off and think. You know, Ken agrees with me that these bloody foreigners have more rights than I do in my own country.
Will you give me one moment, please, and I'll explain it to you, because I'm not going to go into the young man's case, but I've sorted out an awful lot of things for the young man, because he's been moved today. But having said that, no, of course I'm not going to tell somebody that they're wrong when they're telling me a fact. That's the man next door in the room next door is being fed 3 times a day, and he's not being fed 3 times a day. Of course, I'm not going to tell him he's wrong, because that's a fact.
Okay,
and that's what's happening.
But you didn't think to point out that he has far more rights and entitlements.
It's not up to me to tell him how to think, and it's certainly not up to you to tell him how to think, or anybody else. But I can understand
It's disappointing, Ken, to hear you wouldn't take the opportunity
I wouldn't take the opportunity to put somebody down who was feeling down already. You might want to do that, and I understand that you do that a lot on your show, and I've experienced that myself when I've contributed to your show before. But look, that's fine, if that's what you want to do. But the reality is, I'm not going to put people down who feel let down by the government. And that's the reality of it.
Look, it's not about putting people down, it's about perpetuating racist nonsense.
There's a disparity between how people feel that they're being treated in homeless services and how our own homeless people are being treated. And there is a disparity on what's happening and what they're getting. I'm dealing every day myself with medical cards and medical card requests being turned down. People are saying to me, how is it somebody can come into the country and get a medical card handed to them immediately, and I can't get one for my child, or I can't get one for my mother, and I can't get one for myself? I have somebody at the moment who's on palliative care that I'm actually, I was actually talking to their consultant a while ago, who's on palliative care that I'm fighting for a medical card for at the moment. So when you tell me that people shouldn't feel aggrieved or annoyed about the situation that the government is putting into...
Yeah, Ken, you're bang on. You've hit the nail on the head. They should absolutely be aggrieved with the government. That man was given out about the refugees getting three meals. Why didn't you say it's the government you should be annoyed with?
They're talking about the disparity and the incongruity of the difference of one person being treated to the other. And I am all for, and I'm sure you are as well, we're all for equality. We all want people to. I'm not saying that these people shouldn't be coming in. I'm delighted that they are coming in, and we're doing our spot. We're doing our bit for Europe. I have two grandfathers that fought for the freedom of small states in World War II. I know what it's like, and I know what I've heard what war is like, and I know what war is like for people that went through it. And we're all for the freedom of small nations. And we're all doing our best and we're all doing our support. The support from the Irish people has been huge, by the way.
Yeah.
The support that is out there, the fundraising, the monies that are going through, the donations, it's unbelievable. Irish people have been fantastic. But when a state is putting people under pressure, people that are in financial pressure, people that are in homeless services, people that are feel that they're not being listened to by the state, and they see something else happening for somebody else, it's very difficult for them. So I can understand the upset and perturbment.
Yeah. Ken, I hope we talk again soon. Ken O'Flynn, Cork City Councillor, thanks a million for joining us here on the show.